Good morning, and welcome to day 6 of Know Him for Yourself, a 21-day devotional journey. I'm Marquise King, and today we're going to talk about something that's both comforting and a little scary, all at the same time. God is all-knowing. He knows everything, every thought, every secret, every desire, every mistake. He knows your past, your present, and your future. And here's the part that blows my mind. He still chooses you. Psalms 139, 1-4 says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes the thought of someone knowing everything about me makes me uncomfortable. There are parts of my soul that I'd rather hide, thoughts I've had that I don't even want to admit to myself, weaknesses that I try to cover up so people only see the strong version of me. But God already knows. Every hidden thing, every motive, every word before it even leaves my mouth. And instead of rejecting me because of it, he loves me anyway. See, that's the difference between human love and God's love. People love us based on what they know. And if they saw everything, maybe they wouldn't even stay. But God has seen it all, the good, the bad, the messy. And he's still here. And not only does he know everything about us, but he knows everything about what's ahead. We worry about the future because we can't see it, but he's already there. He knows the decisions we'll face, the challenges that will come, and the people who will walk in and out of our lives. Nothing surprises him. That should bring us peace, because if God is all-knowing, then I don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have to pretend that I'm in control. I can trust that he sees the full picture when I only see the puzzle piece in front of me. So today, let his knowledge free you, not frighten you. He knows you fully, and he loves you completely. Let us pray. Dear God, sometimes I feel like if people really knew me, all of me, they wouldn't stick around. And sometimes I project that same fear onto you. I wonder if you'll ever get tired of me, if you'll finally decide I'm too much or not enough. But you remind me, you already know it all. My past, my failures, my secrets, my doubts, and still, you call me your own. That's the love I can't wrap my head around, but I thank you for it. Help me to stop hiding from you. Help me bring every part of myself, even the messy, broken pieces, into your light. Teach me to rest in the fact that being fully known by you is not something to fear, but something to celebrate. And Lord, when I'm anxious about the future, remind me that you already see it. You know the way forward when I don't, and I can trust you to lead me step by step. Amen. So here are the questions that I want you all to sit with at this episode. What part of myself do I try to hide from God, even though he already sees it? How does it feel to be fully known and still fully loved? And what worries about the future can I release to God today, trusting that he already knows? As always, take a few minutes to answer these in your head and jot down your answers. Talk them over with God in prayer. Let yourself be honest, because he already knows anyways. Thank you guys for joining me on day 6. Remember, being fully known by God isn't a reason to hide. It's an invitation to freedom. Let me say that again. Being fully known by God isn't a reason to hide. It's an invitation to freedom. So tomorrow, we'll talk about another powerful truth. God is present. He doesn't just know you about your life from afar. He's with you in every moment. I can't wait to share that moment with you guys. But until then, have a great day.